You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade's learning experience is curated from their vast library of exclusive content and customizes to fit your investing goals and interests. Get started at tdameritrade.com/education.
The Most Interesting Thing in Tech is an effort by Republicans in the Senate to weaken Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. Section 230 is one of the foundational laws of the modern internet. It has two real provisions. The first says that information platforms, think about Facebook or Google, or in some ways even Wired when we allow user comments, says that information platforms are not liable for the things that users post on them. So if you post a legal threat on Facebook, you can't sue Facebook for the most part. Second provision of Section 230 is that the companies can take reasonable action to moderate the content on their platforms while still preserving their shield. In fact, the original phrasing of Section 230, the way it was written, it says that the companies can moderate if the content is about obscene, lewd, lascivious, filthy, excessively violent, harassing, or otherwise objectionable content. Meaning that they can moderate more or less any way they want without losing the protections of the law. So what the Republican senators have proposed is changing that last phrase, otherwise objectionable, and defining it and saying it refers to promoting self-harm or promoting terrorism or unlawful. So what they're essentially doing is saying that vague provision in the early law, which allowed the companies to really have cover to do whatever they wanted to moderate content, let's get rid of that. So what's going on? Well, what's going on is they want to make it harder legally for the companies to fact check, to stop the spread of misinformation, to use their moderation technology to prevent false or dangerous content from going viral. And honestly, I think this is exactly the wrong approach. I don't think you want to get rid of the law protecting Facebook from those actions. In fact, you should probably want to incentivize Facebook to do more of it and to do it better. Lord knows Facebook is not perfect at this. Lord knows Facebook makes tons of mistakes. But the idea that Facebook couldn't fact check at all when we're at a crisis of misinformation and disinformation, when Facebook has made meaningful steps to try to keep the flow of information through American democracy safer, this is not the right approach. It's pretty backwards, in fact. I'm a huge critic of the tech companies. In fact, I think they've been given way too much leeway in certain ways by regulators. But this isn't a great idea. I don't think it's going to pass. We have a divided Congress. As long as there is either Democratic Senate or Democratic House or Democratic President in the next election cycle, I would imagine this law doesn't go through. But it's still an important idea, but a bad one. All right, see you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.